And so today is Monday, September 14th, and I'm talking to Doug Stowe. And Doug, you were just telling me about how you were raised on a dairy farm. Tell me about that.
I was raised on a dairy farm in Northeast Ohio, halfway between Cleveland and Erie, Pennsylvania. And I was self-taught in most everything I did. I became a professional engineer in a couple of different fields without schooling. It just came natural to me. I came to Chicago in my early 20s. I married a local girl here from Chicago who had lived in the city. I worked as an engineer on large projects here in the city of Chicago, all over the world. I did a lot of extensive traveling. I was involved in some of the largest projects in the world.
Gosh, is there a favorite project you have recalled, or anyone in particular?
There's one type of projects I stuck with is I built power plants, but not nuclear power plants, mm-hmm. coal-fired power plants. And that was my expertise. And I was somewhat of a knowledgeable in pollution control, that pollution like from coal-fired power plants and whatnot. And I met my wife on my job. She worked for me. I was the only one in the family that left home. I had no reason to leave the farm. I just got fascinated with engineering. And I worked for a large engineering company. Eventually, I was working for the largest engineering company in the world. That's about it. The highlights of it.
Can you tell me a question? Something I always wonder. My father was a farmer. What did your dad raise on the farm?
We had a dairy farm, milk cows.
Milk cows.
So sold milk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Had about, in the neighborhood of 70 animals. Most of them are beef cows or milking cows.
Mm-hmm.
And I stayed on the farm until I was in my 20s. And I went to in the Cleveland area to look for a job, and I took a job, and it was a skill that I kind of adapted myself to, and I became a very expertise in it. I was a project engineer, worked on large projects.
Is there any advice you would give your children about how to achieve what you did? Or how to achieve?
Like what you do.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's it helps a lot.
And you liked what you did.
Yes. It wasn't a grudge.
Wonderful. What did you like about it?
I felt that I was becoming an expert in it. And I like to help other people. And maybe I was showing off in how much I knew.
You probably knew more than anyone else.
Well, I used to think that. But that's misleading. Some people are just quiet and listen to your blunder.
So You went all over the world doing these projects. Are there any others in particular that come to mind that were challenging, more challenging, or enjoyable?
Well, when I was first working on projects, I worked for a manufacturer that sold equipment, power plant equipment. And then eventually I ended up going to all them countries that my projects were on. And that was interesting for me. And it was enjoyable. I can't think of remembering a day that I didn't look forward to going to work. You know, that is, it was easy for me to accept a job. So I enjoyed it. Oh, growing up as a kid, mm-hmm. what I was exposed to, mm-hmm. there's something about family life on a farm that is, I think it's got a plus to it. It's a close knit, and a small community.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so those are all pluses, I think.
And how do you think? Why do you think your parents named you Doug? Were you named after someone?
I guess after my father, yeah. He was a farmer, but when I was growing up, we were phasing out of the farming, and my father was a construction worker. He was a carpenter, and he traveled a lot to like every day he would travel like 50 miles to work or something like that. You know, it just depended on where the job was.
Mm-hmm.
So that was, and I still like the memory of being in contact with the people I grew up with, the family and the environment, and the family style of a farm.
A wonderful life.
Yeah.
Do you remember any special meals? What did your mom cook for your dinner?
She could cook anything, you know. And I think she liked to try the food out on us. I mean, she made different things, and it was always good. There wasn't anything. She didn't make us eat spaghetti all the time or something like that. You know, we had a variety.
Mm-hmm.
It was just it was family style. Farms were centered around family life.
What did you do for fun as a family when you were growing up?
Helped my father milking cows and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
We also raised crops. It was about a 100-acre farm. Yeah, it wasn't a huge farm, but it was a dairy farm, what we called it. We raised some crops. We had about, I'd like to say at most around 50 head of cattle, maybe 70 head of cattle. When I say cattle, I meant calves and young stock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What kind of crop?
Wheat, corn. Oats, hay, you know, clover hay to put away in a barn to feed it in wintertime. My grandparents had the farm across within a mile of us. They had a farm. My father bought a piece of land that had a few acres with it and a house, but it was, he could walk up there and go to milk cows every morning, whatnot, every evening. My father worked on construction. He was a carpenter, and he worked on houses sometimes, but that was not the majority of the work. The majority of the work was building something like somebody wanted to build a factory or something like that, and you know, he was part of the crew.
Is there anything he made around your house that you still have?
Yeah, he built our home.
And while your dad was doing the construction, did your mom stay at home and cook and did she have a garden?
Yeah, she had a typical farm life.
Mm-hmm.
Garden and things that were available on a farm, you know, deer. Milk and stuff like that. As for income, we sold milk. And that was one of the sources of income.
Sure. Did you do you remember seeing your grandparents?
Yeah, they lived on, the farm was actually across the road and about a half a mile down the road. And that's where the dairy herd was kept and whatnot.
What do you remember about your grandparents?
They come from Europe. My mother was raised in this country. She was the first generation in this country. Mm-hmm. And they did some farming too, but they did small farming. And They had a few cows and one or two horses and whatnot. We were the ones that had a tractor. We had a modern equipment.
Do you remember when your dad got the tractor the first time?
No, I was real young and I don't remember. But I can tell you, it was about 1939. That was the year I was born. He might have got the tractor about that time. Before we had a tractor, we did everything with horses. Yeah, I lived on a farm, not in a city. You know, it was a ways to, like the nearest store, like a little gas station or something, gas station and a beer joint, was about 3 miles away, and if you went 7 miles, you could buy groceries and whatnot.
Did you have a car?
Yeah.
What kind?
I think it was a Chevy, and my father drove it to work. We didn't have multiple vehicles.
So how did you get to school?
School bus.
Okay.
And my father used to have to walk quite a ways to catch a school bus, and I was the first one that the school bus came down our road.
How far do you think your dad had to walk?
About 3 miles. There was schoolhouses were built on pieces of public property, and there was a one-room schoolhouse on the corner of our property.
Oh.
I remember that, and I think I was the first kid that was, or my age, that was riding a school bus to school. My father and company had to walk a couple miles to what was a combination school and church. As I got into my, well, let's say 12 years old or whatnot, I lived in the city then, if you want to call it a city, maybe 1,000 people or something, and went to school there, and got my education there. So it was good life.
Oh yeah. Any favorite pets?
Dog, collie dog.
What's his name?
Laddie. Is there any other name for it? Collie dog? Well, if it was a female, it would be Lassie.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Okay. So Laddie was your favorite dog then?
Yeah.
And do you have any favorite memories of when your children were growing up, of anything you did as a family?
My children grew up in a small town. That was where I lived after I got married and whatnot.
Yeah.
And I went to school in that town, and I lived with my aunt, so I could go to a school that taught education instead of farming. Nothing to complain about.
Oh, that's wonderful. And tell me again, how did you get your first job?
When you say first job, I probably had first job when I was about 12 years old or something like that. I probably helped milk cows or something. I helped mm-hmm. another farmer or something like that. Mm-hmm. Or drove the tractor for him. As he put hay on the wagon, I drove the tractor, pulled it ahead. You know, that type of work.
12 years old, you were driving the tractor.
Yeah. Maybe even younger.
So how old were you when you drove the car for the first time?
Within 1 or 2 years of being able to get a driver's license.
How did you get your first professional job?
Well, I got it. I ended up doing something for somebody that was in the line of work that I end up being a professional in engineering or something like that. I work for a surveyor maybe or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
As a kid, I worked on a farm in the summertime and whatnot, 75 cents an hour or something like that.
Would you say you learn a lot of skills growing up on a farm?
Yeah, because you had to do everything yourself. Yeah. Yeah, you were a survivalist. Mm-hmm. And the neighbors kids always ended up working for their neighbors, you know, because not every family had kids. So,
would you say you get a good work ethic out of that?
Oh, yeah. You're a survivalist.
Mm-hmm.
You figured out how to get things done. Yeah.
Well, you know, Doug, it has been a pleasure talking with you this morning.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it, and I know that your family will enjoy hearing this when they get to hear it.